post-match interview.
We're back here at Marvel Stadium on a Friday night where the Cats have got the job done over the Saints to the tune of 21 points. And I think we're about to head to the phones. And it is, actually, before we do, I think we might be having a Cat that we're going to be speaking to. And I reckon we might be speaking with Sean Higgins, who's down boundary side. Jason's just shaking hands. Wendy, please hold the line because Sean Higgins has just put the headset on. Jason Doherty waiting patiently down boundary side with the great number four.
Thanks, Tom. Yes, Sean Higgins joined us on K-Rock Football. Sean had to grind it out tonight. It was a tough going.
Yeah, we did. It was a... It's been a while since I played at Eddie Had. Oh, Marvel now. Probably not used to it. And they liked the fast track, and they were. I thought their pressure was pretty good. We knew we were going to have to grind it out. Even last week, sort of took two and a bit quarters to grind it out, and then obviously played a quarter and a half of really good footy. We knew it wasn't going to just be like that handed to us early on. So the game probably didn't look exactly the way we would have liked, but at the end of the day, to grind it out like we did and still win by four goals, it's pleasing there. The games are always hard to win. They've been pretty good form the last 3 weeks, so we'll take the 4 points and move on.
Yeah, it's not like you can play your game the way you want to all the time, but if you can get the win still, it's a positive mindset for the boys.
Yeah, that's right. It would be nice to just probably wrestle that momentum back a little bit earlier. We spoke about that at halftime, and we fought it out pretty well. So, yeah, like I said, you take a win and... they're tough. Then they probably just got the game looking a little bit more like their style of game rather than ours.
Sean, kinging up in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass and Nieldy. Matty Scarlett spoke to us pre-game and said you had a little bit to do with the group in terms of how to play Marvel. The boys hadn't been here for a couple of years and you've played a lot of footy here and you shared some of your thoughts on the game. It appears that they didn't listen for some of it because it took a while to adapt.
Yeah, well, to be honest, we probably played more of the Marvel style of footy. So... it was a good lesson. Sometimes it's really hard to get exactly the way that you plan to go against teams that like to put speed on the game. Sometimes it's a bit of a trap that it's a bit of a turnover game and then you play into their hands fast. So it took us a little bit of time to adapt to that. And I thought our second half, we just got better around the ball, stronger through the contest. And like I said, still four goals is four goals.
On a personal note, are you still just finding your feet after that layoff?
No, I'm feeling pretty good. Yep. So slightly different role for me tonight than we planned during the week with Lukey being a laid out. I spent most of the time forward, but that's sort of what I'm going to be doing. We've got plenty of guys that can rotate through forward and the midfield. So if it's not someone, it's someone else. Sorry, boys, we've dropped out during the game. So it was a pretty even game. We had a few guys, obviously, that played really well.
A lot of things you did as a Bulldogs and North player, you did at this ground. Was it weird coming here and running out in a different jumper? And that, I suppose you'll have that weirdness on occasions throughout the season.
Yeah, it is. It's just a little bit unusual to play a different style under the roof because I'm used to sort of what I've done over the last 15 years elsewhere. But, no, it was our one and only game here this year, so it's good to be able to get the win and then move on.
Sean, it's Benny Cass. There's been some weirdness going on in this box tonight. I'll give you the tip.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
I pumped you up as the greatest kick since Maurice Rioli. And you had three shots at goal.
I left a few out there tonight.
You did. Like, you really did. Can you stop doing that 0-3?
Sorry, Benny. I'll sharpen that up next week for you.
Are you enjoying? You must be enjoying footy. I know you don't want to put crap on your old team, but it must be nice to be coming out here and being competitive, you know, in the twilight of your career with some really, really good players.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm really enjoying learning the new system as well and just the whole new experience, new environment. I think it's helped. You know, it's helped my footy knowledge after being around for a while. It's still really exciting to learn slightly different ways to go about it and also how coaches and players see the game as well. So I'm really enjoying my time.
Do you feel like you sort of have something to prove to this group or respect to earn from this group or with 242 games under your belt, you're just happy to be in the team and do what you need to do?
No, I mean, I'm still... Everyone goes out to prepare and play as well as you possibly can. I'm, you know, body-wise, I'm feeling great. Played high game time tonight. And the most important thing is just to come in and play the role. I know it's going to have to be some versatility in my game given the guys that we've got in the side already. And then playing... inside mid, a little bit out on the wing, and then, you know, either deep forward or forward coming up. So just really happy to play whatever role the side needs me to play. And like I said, it sort of changed last minute as well today.
Speaking with Cat star Sean Higgins on K-Rock Football, he's Mark Neal.
Sean, well done tonight. Good win. Tell me, we heard Lockie Henderson and Joel speak after the game, and they both mentioned how they thought St Kilda's pressure was really at the high end. So a couple of questions here, mate. Is that what you felt? And if you did, what can you do as a senior player to help some of the other younger players that were sort of struggling to sort of break free and have the game the way it was played in the third quarter of last week?
Yeah, I agree with the comment around their pressure. I thought they really came to play, and they would have, because they would have watched how we went about it last week, and we knew we had to be up for it. Like I said, a little bit of turnover footy plays into that as well, nearly. If you turn it into a fast game and you want to flick it around and handball and put some speed on the ball, it's probably easier to pressure. So it's just to compose and almost play what the game's giving us. And tonight we just thought we could control the game a little bit more after half time. And we were able to do that. And like I said, clearly they missed some goals as well. And we felt like we missed a little bit. And even some entries inside 50, we could tidy up a little bit. But, you can take their pressure out of it, or any side's pressure out of it, if you go about winning the contested ball the right way. And obviously using it by foot is always harder to pressure than flicking it around.
Yeah, it is. Mate, we also picked up, particularly in the last quarter, we felt that there were some really good defensive acts, and in particular we highlighted two by some younger or more inexperienced players, if you like. There was one by Jordan Clark and one by Brad Close, and we had the further conversation. It looks like Brad Close is starting to feel more comfortable out there, and he's really having an impact. Can you give us a bit of an insight into him, please?
Yeah, and it's a little bit what I touched on before, that everyone knows their role, and depending where you line up on the days, that's the role that the team needs you to play. So Close is clearly that small forward pressure player. I thought he was great today in that department, and then got rewarded late as well with the goal. So he's getting really clear on what his best game looks like and how he can contribute best for the team, and that's really going to work in the inside 50 game, on the ground balls, and then when the opposition defenders get it, you can put some real good heat on them. And I thought Clarkie did the same as well in that second half. We were able to probably get some re-entries on the inside 50 on the back of those two guys, giving some great pressure.
Sean, you've got a weekend off where you sort of follow your Saturday Father's Day, sort of Father of the Year routine tomorrow by taking the twins up to local footy in this sort of enormous pram, and they're asleep. And then as soon as they wake up, you nick off home and handball them back.
Well, the key to that, Ben, is just making sure you time the feeds. You leave house just post-feed, and they're happy to sleep for 2.5 hours, and then you just time the arrival back at home for another feed. But
if you got that all sorted, haven't you? It's like clockwork.
Yeah, it is. No, we'll get out and about tomorrow. Maybe it's a little bit fresh tomorrow, so I'll see what local game I go to, but I'll be out. I'm sure I'll probably see you somewhere.
Joey's at home to Lara, Sean, or Newtown, I think.
No, they're down at Colac. No, I won't be venturing down there.
What do you call home? It's been a subject of much discussion over the journey.
Oh, you're allowed to have a foot in both camps, Kingy.
Oh, no, you're not. Not on Autumn Street.
I played all my junior footy. Long story, but I played all my junior footy at St. Joey's, and the old man was involved coaching at Newtown when I finished under 16s, and I used to always do senior pre-seasons there, then go play juniors at Joey's. And when he continued to coach there, I ended up heading across to Newtown at the end of under 16s, but then played Falcons the following year and got drafted. So I actually never played a game for Newtown, but everyone thinks that's my hometown. But I spent a lot of time, in all seriousness, a lot of time around both clubs, so they're two good footy clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. Cam Guthrie, you would have known he was a good player from the outside, but is he better than you thought he was?
Yeah, he is. I always rated him really highly because he's got so many guys, as I mentioned before. We've got so many guys that can go through there, and he's done that in the past. Probably feels like almost he's taken his game to another level, isn't it? Last year was great. They were short in games, though, and COVID played a little bit different footy, and I think he's probably having an even better year this year. So that's really important because, as I mentioned before, there's some great guys through the middle, and then so many guys now are playing roles in and around that, and I think it's complementing a really strong team.
Who's got the bigger quads, Isaac Smith or Jeremy Cameron?
There's about half a quad between them and about a quarter of a calf.
Are they on stilts, those two?
A couple of greyhounds there, isn't there?
It's extraordinary.
Sean, it's always a pleasure to talk footy with you. We love doing it when you were part of the K-Rock team. And the good thing is now you don't have to be up here putting out with Ben and his filth because you're out there on the deck wearing the hoops, which we absolutely love. And you're doing a wonderful job. The boys are 6-3. A couple of big ones before we head into the break and hopefully 8-3 at the turn. And that would be a great little foundation to build off. Good to talk to you. Well done tonight.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean Higgins, good to talk to you.
We should have asked him if there's room in his car for you, Ben.
Post-match interview.